Located in south central New Mexico, you will find the nation's newest national park, White Sands National Park, which was just formed in 2019. Now, the park itself was formed 12,000 years ago when, by surrounding minerals that were led into this basin, and with continual wind and erosion, you form these beautiful gypsum sand dunes that sometimes reach as high as 60 meters. Now, most people come here to do sledding. As you can see, you can purchase these sleds at the visitor centers and then send them back. You go through the main road that takes you through the whole park, and you can find these sand dunes that are just so awesome and so wonderful and so much fun. Now, the weather is really hot, as you can imagine, but it's also this dry heat that's just really beautiful. It's very quiet, very lonely. In a good sense, you can feel the aloneness of nature. Now, this video is sponsored by My Hairy Legs and all dorks out there that likes to wear socks with their sandals. Truly, it was an amazing experience, so wonderful. One thing that's particular about this gypsum sand is that it contains a lot of water. So when you reach your hands into it, you can feel some of that moisture. This is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and I know I've probably picked the worst time to film. It is noon here in White Sands National Park, and so the sun is right overhead. It's blinding me, so sorry if I'm kind of squinting. I'm going to see if I can kind of cover my eyes, but man, it is so beautiful here. One thing that you can tell is just how quiet it is. You feel like you can hear just across the desert. Every now and then you get a little bit of a wind, but it just sounds just so awesome. And you know that that in our faith, deserts play a significant role. It's something that is important for us. On the one hand, it kind of shows some of the desolation that happens after original sin. You know that we're that separation from God, and so that lack of fertility, that lack of life. But on the other hand, there are places of trial, there are places of purification, of testing. We know of Jesus's 40 days in the desert. And being out here, you can see why. You know, it's this rugged terrain that it forces you to be more than what you can be. It pushes you to the emotional, physical, spiritual limits. And then also along with that, it's this place of temptation, this place of silence where it's just you and God. There's nothing out here. There's no comforts. There's no Wi-Fi. No nothing. It's just you and God. And the sand and the desert. So you have to survive. And so it's really a place of putting to test if we really believe that God will provide for us. So again, here, sorry again, I'm squinting. It's just so bright. But it's really beautiful here. I'm going to have some B-roll so you can kind of check out some of the wonderful things that are here. Enjoy some of the scenes and hope you keep enjoying these videos of my trip to New Mexico. Yeah, when I was walking to the car, kind of got lost. This is harder than it seems. All the dunes seem the same. I walked one way and I was like, where is my car? Plus, because you're blind and I forgot my sunglasses. So just a little behind the scenes of this beautiful scenery. It's pretty amazing. Check it out. It's pretty awesome. Now, after a wonderful day of sledding, you have to go to Caliche's Frozen Custard on White Sands Boulevard.